Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I just have some cinnamon roll frosting all over the buttons right now.
Well, you know what? It is sweet, and that is what this day should be all about, is just a little bit of sweet treats for yourself.
It is, for sure. And it's extra sweet for our friends here at the table as part of our Broken Hearts breakfast. We want to go around and get to know each of us. We have the advantage because they know us, right?
Yes.
We're on the radio all the time.
Yes, but we ask them, you know, to submit their stories to join us at this table. They had to tell us just a little bit of background as to why they're not looking forward to Valentine's Day, and I hope that that story holds true.
Well, let's find out first from guest of honor number one. Hi, Jess.
Good morning. Jess.
Good morning.
What makes this day crappy for you?
I'm separated from my husband. We have been separated for about 2 years, and we don't do anything right now for Valentine's Day, so it's kind of hard.
It's all kind of like in a weird in-between limbo-y kind of world.
Right, yes, exactly.
So that makes it kind of not as much fun.
Right. Exactly.
But look at you in your little heart shirt. Like,
I tried. Okay. I was like, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to wear this.
Make an effort.
Okay. Yeah.
One of the things I remember you saying in your email, too, was, you know, the word commiserate, to be able to talk to others, whether it's a direct relationship or something else. Have you made at least some good connections and some friends so far at the table?
I'm trying. I'm pretty quiet until I get to know people. So by the end, they're going to be like, wow, just leave me alone.
She opened up too much.
Like,
as the quiet one, though, I think she's going to, like, wield the hammer, mm-hmm. like, four. When she gets to smash the heart.
I'm very excited about that.
What is your hammer background? Have you ever do a lot of tool
work?
That's a personal
not
question. That's kind of
sorry.
Like, whoa.
Sorry.
Sorry. There are boundaries here.
Yeah. Well, listen, this pink hammer is my personal hammer. Like, I am comfortable with a hammer. Are you comfortable with a hammer?
I feel like I'm comfortable. I think I got it.
Okay.
But, you know, who knows?
Well,
I mean, I could fail. I don't know.
Emotion will carry you through.
Yes.
I have a feeling.
I'll just let everybody know we're in a small space. So as you cock it back, just make sure you're holding onto the handle.
Safety first here.
Safety first, friends. First. That's why you're all be wearing goggles at the same time.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's meet our next honored guest.
Yes.
We've got Autumn.
Hello.
Good morning, Autumn.
Good morning.
Autumn, if I recall, much like in a Sex and the City episode where Carrie got broken up with over a Post-it note.
A Post-it?
Your relationship ended thanks to a text.
Yeah, and it was right before finals week of like my hardest semester. And so then I had 3 weeks of Christmas break and the holiday season just to think about it. So that was not my favorite, but it happened. So.
Timing is everything, right?
Yeah, it couldn't have been worse, in my opinion.
Do you think you got worse grades than you would have?
No, actually, I think it was like the one thing I could throw myself into and actually excel in. So
I love that.
I do too.
Yes.
Go you. Now, was there kind of like... like you guys had holiday plans and that kind of all got squashed?
Thankfully, no.
Good.
Yeah, thankfully not.
But if I do remember from your email, you were students at the same place. Did you live in the same building? Like,
yep.
Are you still
seeing
separated. Him today?
Thankfully not. I'm in grad school, so I don't see him as much. But originally, we were just separated by one floor. So elevator rides would be pretty awkward.
Oh, you're on this one? I'll get the next one.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what I heard was I made it into grad school.
Not everybody
makes it in grad school, do they, Jared? I don't know what his name was, but let's not worry about that.
Not important. You know what? We don't need his name.
That's right. Jess and Autumn down. We still have Jerry, Emma, and Vicky to go. We also have plates of food coming into the room. So
Woo-hoo. Let's
take a quick break. We'll continue to meet our guests of honor as we continue our way through Broken Hearts Breakfast on the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Jerry.
I think your ears were probably burning because after we read your story, first of all, our sympathies. Our condolences.
Sorry for your losses.
Thank you.
But what? Do you have a cloud? Like, how is it that you've lost two husbands?
Well, my first husband I lost to recurrence of testicular cancer.
So sorry.
And then my second husband, I lost actually, he was diagnosed with stage 4 bladder cancer after we had already decided to get married.
Oh my.
So
When I lost my second husband, it was due to heart failure because of complications from the chemo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. That was on February 11th of 2017.
The fact that it's always kind of concentrated at this time of year, too, just makes it double hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The other condition of your story, too, is when the funeral home decided to give you the death certificate for your first husband.
Oh, yeah, that was, because we lost Scott January 25th, 2005. I had three daughters, a lot going on, obviously, as you can imagine, getting them ready for Valentine's Day, for preschool, school, everything that's going on. Knock on the door. Here's this cute little old lady, and I open the door, and I'm like, can I help you? And she's like, hi, I'm so-and-so from Murdoch's Funeral Homes. I wanted to bring you Scott's death certificates. And I'm like, you couldn't have waited. Just, to, you know what I mean?
Of all days.
Of all days.
Yeah.
And she was, I mean, it was sweet of her. She's like, well, I knew you'd probably be needing them for, you know, final arrangements and everything, which I get. But I'm like, it could have waited one more day.
One day on either side.
And I know it sounds terrible, but now that's just fused.
Yeah.
No matter what has happened from there on out, this day comes and it's like, that's the first thing that just kind of pops in my head.
That's your biggest Valentine's memory.
Yes.
You can have both of those cinnamon rolls.
The last two cinnamon rolls are for you.
I think the last two cinnamon rolls are for you. I'll sacrifice that for her, right?
And that means a lot more coming from Eric.
And I appreciate that.
We appreciate you, Jerry, coming down. We're going to work our way down the line. The last week, we've been calling our listener M. We're actually allowed to say Emma. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
Very unique story from you. Your brokenheartedness is not a... Well, I guess it's a personal relationship, but it's your workplace.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I think I don't know how I follow up this story, but I think any time that you sort of have this clear path of, you know, where your life is going and what you have going on, and this is what it's going to look like from here on out. And then when that gets taken away from you, I think you know, it's natural to experience heartbreak. So my story may not be as compelling as maybe some of my fellow breakfasters, but I think it can resonate with, you know, a variety of people. I think we've all sort of experienced that.
Yeah. I think a lot of people can understand especially when you had a job that you absolutely loved and everything like kind of aligned, and then to lose it through no fault of your own.
That's the worst part.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like if it were me, then fine. You know, then I can blame myself and, you know, we can kind of move from there. But yeah, not really having any sort of ownership in it almost makes it harder.
Yeah. So. The loss of agency. That's hard.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Wow, you guys writing a book? That's a great title.
The Loss
we
of
are
Agency.
I would buy that.
By Claire and Emma.
Because my book was called I Used to Have Two Cinnamon Rolls. But Jerry
But now I got snun.
And no one wants that book.
They're going to sit next to each other on the bookshelf. They're both heartbreaks.
Okay, I hope so.
Your story is all I got was the fruit. The
leftovers from the broken hearts breakfast.
Dang.
Our last broken hearter is Vicky, and she's at an unusual angle, so we'll actually let her hold the microphone. Yeah. Vicky, we've used your story the most on the radio. You were the first to enter.
You jumped right in.
Oh, my gosh.
I've referred to you as the catfish story because your ex, one, had a wandering eye, which is horrible, but two, kept falling for scams. Is that a fair example?
Absolutely, yes.
Can you please tell me about the hairy man he thought was a woman?
Well, he's addicted to the internet, especially looking at things he's not supposed to.
Oh, no.
And he thought he was going to have a relationship with, it was a picture of a model from Russia. Let's put it like that.
Sure.
But it was a man behind the scenes.
Because of course it was.
Yes. And how much was swindled in that one? Couple
7,000.
So we told us
$7,000, and I think that's what he gets. That's what he gets. But he did it over and over again. And
so, were you trying to be understanding and forgiving
the first
at
time?
First,
yes, because he had he basically used the best years of my life. Right?
Yeah.
I let him use the best years
of
my life.
Absolutely.
And we did things together, and. We were just supposed to be together, but I can't go back to something like that anymore.
No.
And,
you can only forgive and forget so many times.
And so it happened again. And so now I'm on my own for close to a year. It's fine. You know, I look at today now as bittersweet.
Yeah.
Because the bitter is him and the sweet is my kids.
Hey!
Yay!
I love that.
So I think I'm just going to go ahead and take that one and just stick with it.
Well, that's a win.
Absolutely.
And this is IRL, right? No catfishing here. You've hopefully have some new fast friends. Those are real hammers.
IRL.
Those are real hearts made out of ceramic. And we've got some real great prices for you all as well. Thank you all for actually being so vulnerable and sharing your stories this morning.
This is going to be so much fun. We've gotten through some of the stories, but we got to move on to our smash therapy.
More smash. Actually, we start the smashing, and we'll get into that and much, much more as our Broken Hearts Breakfast continues on your radio on the Morning Scramble.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
I had to pause.
Yes.
They so want to break these hearts.
Oh,
we've got Jess and Autumn as if they're praying to the Valentine's guys on their knees right now. And I'm like, oh, no, I count in when we go on the radio. I'm like, that's not your countdown. That's our countdown. Don't do it yet. But we're getting so close to smashing some hearts this morning.
Yes, our Broken Hearts Breakfast at Feedwell Kitchen and Bakery, where they are ready to actually physically break some porcelain hearts. Just a little bit of rage room therapy.
Rage room therapy. You guys can do whatever you want. You can shout. You can. We just ask to. We need to remind you this is live on the radio.
Yeah,
and
so no bad.
We like you guys, but we like our jobs more. So, Jess, are you ready?
I am ready.
Autumn, are you ready?
I am ready.
One, two, three. Smash!
Woo! Okay, okay, Autumn, you got it.
We're done, we're done.
You got it, Autumn.
Boy,
you made.
Future people dating Autumn, do not break up by text.
No, don't.
She will take a hammer to your heart faster than you know what hit you.
She can go right through the cardboard and she
Oh my gosh.
I believe she made a paste. I believe she made a paste of her.
Do you want to remold that into a new heart and smash that one next?
We are going to need to. Okay.
Maybe we'll double up on the cardboard for the next round.
Is the floor okay?
We'll find out. Okay, two down. Three to go. We're bringing it to you live. It's our Broken Hearts Breakfast. More smashing. Don't go anywhere.
Woo-hoo!
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
When they built this room for, I'm sure, church groups and birthday parties.
Right.
I think they didn't imagine the fun and craziness we are having with our Broken Hearts Breakfast.
This is fantastic.
Jess and Autumn just took to those hammers like the Fix-It fellas. That was fantastic. By the way, you guys could be teaching us on how to build a birdhouse.
They could join you.
They should.
Honorary Fix-It gals.
They're the gang bosses. We're just working for them. let's move down our line. We've got Jerry as well as Emma. They are actually clearing up where they're going to be kneeling because there's still some pieces of shattered ceramic heart there.
It's just dust at this point.
Are you guys ready to hit a hammer on your hearts?
Ready.
All right, we'll give you a countdown.
Boy.
One, two, three. Smash away!
Okay. Good smashing.
Yes.
Very good smashing.
You may notice if you've been following along, that was a lighter smash because the triple ply cardboard has been punctured. We're still using a hammer, but we've changed the technique just a bit.
My goodness. Yeah.
We still want to be invited back to Hiawatha at another time.
These are aggressive.
Let's do it one more time. We still have Vicky to go. We will hear her smash, and then we'll start handing out some prizes. That's next.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Some people calling this Valentine's Day. Other people just call it Friday.
Ugh.
Some people are like, oh, yeah, that day I don't like. And that seems to be, for sure, the five sitting with us as part of our Broken Hearts Breakfast.
Yeah, a little bit of a Hallmark holiday. And you know what? Not everybody wants a reminder that, guess what? You're single. Well, got it. Okay, got it.
We didn't get a chance to hear Vicky smash on the radio, but just based on her hammer strength alone, it's very clear we have found the right five for a Broken Hearts Breakfast.
You're all fully qualified. Congratulations.
Now, we've promised you fun games, anger management, smash management, and then
smash management.
But some surprises as well.
Yes.
So on behalf of the Morning Scramble and Hurricane Soccer Jewelers and a few of our other friends like Ideal Theater and Theater Cedar Rapids, we would like to start just handing out some goodies.
Yes.
Do you want them to pick or you just want to hand them out?
Yeah, everybody gets to have a little bit of something something. So we have some envelopes that are stacked with some prizes, with tickets to things like Theater Cedar Rapids, Ideal Theater. We've got some free ice cream from Almost Famous Ice Cream. I've also got some reading. I don't know if anybody's a big reader, but HEA Bookstore has.
Tell me more about those books, Claire. Tell me about those books.
I like dirty books.
They're dirty books, guys.
Maybe you
do too. Books.
They're not too spicy.
How about Ben just kind of goes around like a Cupid, instead of arrows, he hands out prizes.
There you go, Cupid.
You guys can pick. We'll pass these around.
I don't even know.
Everybody
which
one's gets
which.
One of everything. Jerry, would you mind also playing Santa's Elf? Those are chocolates from the Marion Chocolate Shop. Everybody gets a box of those as well. We've got this beautiful jewelry from Hertine and Stocker Jewelry. Please enjoy all of that.
Okay. For Emma.
There we go. So everybody enjoy. Ooh, listen to the oohs and ahs, Claire. They're all happy.
Ooh.
Now we have two more surprises.
Okay. Yes, yeah, some fabulous prizes, but we need you all.
Make sure you have your envelopes in front of you. Okay. Does anybody have a green paperclip?
Yes.
Okay, you get the flowers.
Flowers!
Who has the red paperclip? Jerry, you are getting that cardboard box right there is a spa package, which includes a massage. That is for you.
Congratulations, Jerry.
And for everybody else, we're also getting you all a smart speaker. You're all getting an Echo Dot over the air as well. Just our way of saying, we hear you, we feel you. Today needs to be about you, not about a silly little holiday.
Happy Valentine's Day, Valentine's.
Yes, you are our Valentine's. Yes. Thank you guys for making our Broken Hearts breakfast so, so special. Big thanks, of course, to Feedwell Kitchen and Bakery. The show's not done, though. You guys hang out as much as you want.
Absolutely.
But we've got much, much more to go.
More to come.
Getting your Friday morning underway with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.